This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. My name is Tommy. I became aware this year. I'm Steve Zwemke. The Hillbenders have been pushing the envelope of bluegrass music since forming in 2008. Hailing from Springfield, Missouri, the Hillbenders share a wide array of musical interests and influences. But one of their shared interests has taken on a life of its own. Tonight, we hear the first of a two-part No Cover, No Minimum Radio concert, Tommy, a Bluegrass Opry, performed January 21st, 2017 at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Hillbenders mandolin player and vocalist Nolan Lawrence appeared on SDPB Radio's In the Moment to tell the story of how Tommy, a Bluegrass Opry, came to fruition.
Sometime around probably 14 or 15 years old, I think, was the first time that I heard Tommy, and it was a great record, and I didn't really think a whole lot of my future with it at that point, obviously. And it wasn't until about 2.5 years ago that one of my dear friends, Mr. Lewis Myers, was talking to me about it. And Lewis was one of the founders of a big festival down in Texas called South by Southwest. And he was very, very connected in the music industry for decades. And he was about to retire and was looking for his next project. And he had been a fan of our band for quite some time and had been friends with me for years. And as he was about 6 months out of retirement, he was sitting down to dinner with me one night and got to talking about what he was going to do with retirement, and said, I had this crazy idea about recording the Who's Tommy as a bluegrass Opry. And I said, wow, that is a crazy idea. Who would do that? And he looked at me and he said, well, I kind of thought maybe you would do that.
Where you just said, of course? Did you get it right away, or did you have to warm up to the thought?
Well, our band works as a democracy, so we each get an equal vote in things. So I took it to the band, and we all discussed it. And turns out our guitar player was a huge fan of Tommy and had known all of the songs and seen the Broadway version of it and was just a very avid fan. And so he was really excited, and that kind of caught the excitement of the rest of the group. And after a few weeks, we decided to at least entertain the idea and talk some more about it with Lewis, and we did so. And then we went on to try a couple of demo songs just to see if it would sound the way that he thought it might sound. And as soon as we sent off those demos to him, he responded immediately and said, oh, this is exactly what I've been looking for, and let's move forward. So he put together a highly detailed business plan and had us sit down with him in Kansas City to talk over the concept and the album and the recording and the touring. And from that point, we all agreed and decided to jump in head first. And we spent about 3 months working on the project, getting it to the point where we had all of the music under our fingers and in our minds. And then we hit the studio and cut the whole thing to analog tape, just like they did on the original, except we did it in 4 days, and I think they did it in 18 months or something like that. So,
what are some of the challenges of really pulling that off from a bluegrass, roots perspective?
Well, one of the first challenges would have been the arrangement of the pieces, just to make them fit. And that was done by our guitar player, Jimmy, again, because of his familiarity with the project. He jumped right on the opportunity to do those arrangements for the band. and so he kind of did the initial translation, if you will, from rock and roll to bluegrass. And then we all kind of took those early arrangements and built on them and found where people fit best given their vocal qualities or their instrumental qualities. And we kind of ironed out the kinks here and there. I would say some of the biggest challenges would be finding ways to replace the drums. Keith Moon was a ridiculously phenomenal drummer, and we don't have a drummer. So making this work and making the energy of the original carry through without a drum kit was a serious challenge.
Hillbenders frontman Nolan Lawrence. The Hillbenders also include Jim Ray on guitar, Gary Ray on bass, Chad Graves on dobro, and Mark Cassidy on banjo. From the Matthews Opera House, The Hillbenders on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Somehow when you smile, I can brave bad weather. Doing just fine, and so is Mom. But as we heard in the song, Captain Walker, his father is missing in action and presumed dead. In reality, he's in captivity. And years go by, and single Mom and Tommy, they were together, and they had each other, and wounds began to heal, and years go by, and she meets a new man and somebody that makes her feel good, and she falls in love. A stepfather for Tommy and a husband for her, and things move even farther forward. And when the war ends, Captain Walker comes home. After all those years, he's now out of the picture, and that was just too much for the condition that he was in, and he snapped. Killed the stepfather very violently, very suddenly, and when the dust settled, Tommy saw it all, and Mom and Dad ran over to him and said, "You didn't hear it, you didn't see it, and you won't say anything to anybody." And a conversion disorder set in his brain, and he became deaf, dumb, and blind, isolated from the outside world, and he wandered over to the mirror, and he just stared at his own reflection, and this is the condition that he's in, and it was the start of his amazing, amazing journey for Tommy. One, two, three.
Deaf, dumb, and blind boy, he's in a quiet vibration land. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad. Thank you.
Tommy is completely helpless. There's nothing we can do. We have to watch him 24/7. We have no time to ourselves. You've just returned from the war. A tragedy struck. And that caused all this. So you can imagine the desperation we're going to reach at this point in the story, folks. Things are going to get a little bit uncomfortable. Things are going to get a little bit greasy. We're going to rely on some family members. We probably will question if it was a good idea or not. You know, such as our cousin Kevin. Well, surely he'll be fine. But in the meantime, we're going to check in with a reliable source, the old Acid Queen, and see if she has any therapy options for Tommy, perhaps. And then we're going to go visit our good old Uncle Ernie. That'll be fun.
If your child ain't all he should be now, this girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Pay before we stop. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. I'll tear your soul apart. Give us the room and close the door. Leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more.
Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up. machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, the digit count is fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
The Hillbenders on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
Tommy is the pinball wizard. People are just blown away by what this kid can do. They ask themselves the question constantly, how do you think he does it? And as we've just established, we don't know how he does it. But they're like, what is this kid's capabilities if he were to regain these senses, if he were to get his sight back? What would he do with pinball then? So they keep looking around. Surely there's a cure. Surely we can find a cure for the boy. So they get on Yelp and look for the best doctor around. And I think the national results came up with a doctor that I believe was right here in Spearfish, just right down the street. It was right down the street. I can't believe it. It's true. Is she in the house? She said she was coming here tonight. There she is. Hey, girl.
If anybody needs resuscitated, she can help you out.
So they found a doctor that could possibly cure the boy.
There's a man I found to bring us all joy. The doctor I found can cure the boy. The doctor I found can cure the boy. There's a girl I found to remove his sorrow. He lives in this town. We'll see her tomorrow.
We'll see her tomorrow.
Yeah. Tommy, can you hear me?
That's right.
Can you feel me near you?
Get your hands up.
Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you?
Loud and proud, Spearfish.
Cheer you.
One more time.
Ooh, Tommy.
Louder. Twice as loud.
Tommy. 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 Tommy.
As we heard, Tommy is a sensation. Millions around the world are trying to figure out what is it that's so special about the pinball wizard. And it's a thing. It's a legitimate thing. They're starting to call him the Messiah. It's like his face was on a tortilla or something. And, you know, they start flocking to him to see what's so special and to find out and to learn the ways. And they find out that when you show up at the front door, then Uncle Ernie will meet you with a pair of eye shades and a pair of earplugs and a cork. You know where that goes. And he leads them all to their very own machine. And Tommy is going to teach them the ways. And it's a beautiful thing. And they flock by the millions. And they realize that their compound isn't big enough to hold them all. And they're going to have to build a grand, glorious, beautiful palace for all of Tommy's followers. But this is an opera. And in every opera, there's got to be a tragedy. And we're going to find a tragedy very soon because, you know, before long, so many people start to show up and they see the magic of the pinball wizard and he starts to teach them the ways and it seems like such a great idea at first and then everybody decides to leave and hit a McDonald's on the way home. Tommy ends up all alone. And thus is the tragedy of Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. But first, we have yet to introduce you to one very special person. Tommy's biggest fan, in fact, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to introduce you to Miss Sally Simpson.
One, two, three. Extra, extra, read all about it. The pinball wizard and a miracle cure. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra. Well, outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning that blue Rolls Royce and she went inside weeping. She got to her room and tears splashed a picture of her new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and she threw it on the fire. She knew from the start deep down in her heart that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your pardon to be what you be. The theme of his sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and she snuck out anyway. Spent the afternoon getting ready and decided that she's gonna touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and then talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your pardons to be what you be. So she arrived at six and the place was swinging to bluegrass music by nine. Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails and looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. And a DJ playing Amanda with the hat on came on and said, here we go.
Everybody,
the crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. The Sally got lost, the ponies lost, the crowd back in a rage. But soon the atmosphere was cooler and then Tommy gave his lesson. Sally had to let him know that she loved him and jumped up on the rostrum. Across the stage to a spotlight figure, brushed him on the face. A uniformed man then picked her up and he threw her off the stage. She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your pardon to be what you be. That's when her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy kept on preaching, and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, and she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed, and an ambulance man had to carry her out that night.
And freedom. listen to you. I get the music, these hit you. I get the heat, heat following you. I climb the mountain, I get excitement at your feet. Right behind you, I see the millions from you. I see the glory from you. I get opinions from you. I get the story.
The Hillbenders, performing Tommy, a Bluegrass Opry, January 21st, 2017 at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. The Hillbenders are Nolan Lawrence on mandolin and vocals, Jim Ray on guitar, Gary Ray on bass, Mark Cassidy on banjo, and Chad Graves on dobro. For more information, go to hillbenders.com or whograss.com. Thanks to the Matthews Opera House. Their website is matthewsopera.com. Thanks also to Lori Walsh at SDPB. This concert was recorded by Jack Hughes. It's the first of a two-part no-cover, no-minimum radio episode featuring the Hillbenders. Join us next week for part two. And be sure to log on to our website at sdpb.org to listen to past episodes. I'm Steve Zwemke. No Cover, No Minimum Radio is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We're going to get funky on this last part. Stay with me. One, two, three.
The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal are mine to see on thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze.